Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
This may creep some of you out, particularly the germ phobic among you out there, the hand washers and all that kind of stuff. But it is fairly obvious when a food item, for example, starts to smell, it's time to throw it in the bin. But did you know that many household items need changing just as often and are easily forgotten about? Your hairbrush, can harbour, in fact, up to 3,000 bacteria per square inch. That doesn't even mention what's lurking around your kitchen or your bathroom. And joining me now is Dr. Orla Cahill, who's a lecturer in microbiology in the School of Food Science and Environmental Health in DIT, to tell me about the household items that we have that we may never have thought might have an expiry date, but it turns out they do. Orla, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Ciara.
I'm feeling alarmed when I think, because I think I've had the same hairbrush for about 15 years. And apparently I'm supposed to throw it in the bin once a year, is that right?
Yes, absolutely, once a year. They can, as you said, harbour up to 3,500 multitude of bacteria, yeasts, moulds, spores on your actual hairbrush. I mean, we see hairdressers, they have UV boxes where they put their hairbrushes in to sterilise.
I just thought that was for knits.
No, not at all. No,
other stuff
just
too.
In general,
and
yeah.
Sticking with the hairbrush for a second, because I know there's loads of things, but do those spores and yeasts and bacteria, do they harm us? Are they bad for us, or can we just shrug that off? Because I go as far as this. I pull the long hair that I have off my hairbrush and throw that in the bin from time to time. Yeah. But I wouldn't have thought of actually changing it.
Well, in terms of allergies, especially skin cells, and as well as that, you can also have dust mites accumulating in the brush, depending on if it's, you know, one of those, you know, kind of puffy, squidgy brushes.
Yeah.
And the dust mites excrete, again, feces. That can be, can exacerbate asthma, can exacerbate various different other conditions like hay fever. So they can be aeroallergens, if you like. So essentially, they mightn't really, you know, harm us in the sense of a bacterial perspective, really. But however,
but they can irritate
they
us
can
in
irritate
other,
us
other
in
ways.
Other
so
ways,
actually, there's
yes.
a good reason to do away with these things. There's some other very common household
objects
that also you would suggest
you
we need
go,
to look at
you
more
could go
closely.
From room to room. I guess if we start with the kitchen, one of the big, and pardon the pun, one of the big bugbears of mine is the kitchen, those kitchen sponges.
Yeah.
Those sponges are deadly. I mean, they can harbour up to 10 million bacteria per square inch.
And people have been told to use them for green environments and all this, not to use those disposable wipes or the like, to use your sponge or your jade cloth reusables.
Exactly. Well, if you want to be environmentally friendly, paper towels, antibacterial sprays and paper towels that are disposable and they are environmentally friendly. Personally, that's what I hate those sponges, because if you consider
they
one bacteria, one bug can become 8 million within 24 hours. And
sorry,
then
you're
taking that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
that again. One bug.
One bug can become. I mean, they multiply very, very rapidly.
And if one bug can become 8 million in 24 hours, can 8 bugs become
64
billion?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Holy moly.
And if you're talking about, and I guess I don't want to alarm people unnecessarily, but in the kitchen especially, our food is bacterious food. You know, they eat off whatever we eat. They need the same nutritional, you know, things that we need. So they basically, and in the kitchen in particular, talking about E. coli, you're talking about, you're using raw meat.
So you're talking about that those bugs are bugs that attack food, because we go for food, so they go for food
well,
too?
Well, they're pathogenic to us, so they can cause gastrointestinal illness in particular. So if you're spreading them around, and in particular, I don't know if you saw there a few years ago, Safeood had a campaign about not washing chicken because of Campylobacter, which is a very serious pathogenic bug. And it can actually it causes very, very serious gastrointestinal upset. But it also can have a side effect, a neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
And that can lead to paralysis in some cases.
Oh, so, my Lord. Now, what?
Yeah.
This is all from the kitchen sponge.
And chopping boards as
Do you
well.
Know what I've always done with a kitchen sponge? When I finish, because I do have a sponge, I wash it in really hot water and the washing up liquid, that's after I've cleaning mm-hmm. things. And occasionally, when they fall to bits, I change them. But I sometimes put things like that. Is this really wrong in the dishwasher to wash them at really hot temperatures?
Not really. No. You can actually wash them that way in the dishwasher, but I would do it very regularly. And as well as that, you can sometimes at the end of the day maybe put them in bleach. Although a lot of these bugs are very resilient and even have developed resistance to chlorine.
You would recommend for hygiene purposes the kitchen towel, the paper towel
an antibacterial spray. Another item then is the tea towel as well. One recent study showed that 89% of tea towels was a study that I think they tested, I think something like 300 tea towels. 89% of them had traces of E. coli. Wow. Present on them. Now,
so that old adage, like a dirty child is a happy child and all that, are they all wrong? Because I always thought a bit of dirt was kind of good for us.
It is.
For our immune systems.
As long as you're surrounded by the good bugs. And again, one of the areas of research recently is the microbiome, and which is the bacteria that colonise our gastrointestinal tract, our mouth. And a condition that some people suffer from is called dysbiosis. And this is where there's more bad bugs than good bugs
inside
in our gut.
Them. Okay.
Yeah. So we do need to be surrounded by a certain amount for our immunity. I mean, over the past 10 years, there's been a 50% increase in food allergies, which is a huge increase. We've also seen an increase in other allergic diseases like asthma, eczema, hay fever. And it has been attributed to what's called the hygiene hypothesis.
Yeah.
Is that
being overly clean, not overly dirty.
Be overly clean. And it's a westernised more westernised phenomenon than it is. I mean, if you look at some studies have been shown in this is going to gross people out, parasitic worms and exposure to parasitic worms. In some research showed that in a South Pacific island, the people there were colonised with these, that they weren't harmful to them, but what they did is they modulated the immune system, so they got the immune system to function correctly, so they had no allergic diseases.
Okay.
So
Someone has texted in and says, great, just having my lunch.
Sorry.
But I hear you're coming for our slippers as well.
Yes, the slippers. Now, especially your slippers, they're lovely, cosy and comfy, but your feet sweat. And, again, sweat has urea, has various different components that bacteria do love and also fungi love. So you'd always hear of athlete's foot. You should really change. You can wash your slippers, absolutely wash your slippers. And what I would recommend is washing, any sort of those items in greater than 60 degrees, but a very good detergent and a biological detergent, okay. Which has biological enzymes in it that basically break down bacteria cells.
So if you don't want to throw these things away, if they still have life in them
can
sort of wash them in really hot water with biological
absolutely.
Detergent. Because somebody said here, is the amount of bacteria, they're a bit horrified about the amount of bacteria in hairbrushes, as am I.
Yeah.
Can you bring it into the shower and wash it with yourself? Can you bring your hairbrush in and give it a good old scrub in the shower?
You can always soak it as well. You see some of these, soak it in tea tree oil. You can actually, and that's actually very good for to prevent head lice as well.
Sorry, the only reason I'm laughing is not what you said, because Brian has texted me to say, help, send help, Kira. I'm being pinned down by 64 million bad bugs in the corner of the kitchen. They escaped from the yellow sponge and are looking for parity of esteem with the paper towels. And someone says, please ask about the chopping board.
Yes.
Wood or plastic? That's an ongoing debate.
Wood, definitely wood. Plastic ones, when you're chopping them, when especially the knife can go right in and develop very, very deep crevices and grooves where you would get, and bugs can anchor onto hard surfaces and form biofilms on there.
Forget the plastic.
Either wood or bamboo is very good as well.
Last question, very briefly, because we are out of time, I'm sorry, but dishwashers have an expiry date. I thought they were spotless inside because of all the boiling
water. Like that, they can accumulate, and again, especially in hard water areas, they can accumulate and build up. They can stop actually working as efficiently as they should do. So they would have a lifespan of about 10 to 15 years, and you would need to, but again, use dishwasher salt to try and remove the buildup of limescale that can actually prevent them from working properly.
All right, okay. We will send help to Brian, who has been pinned by
don't
the
worry,
Ellis,
Brian,
the
just throw it out.
thank you for that. I'm actually feeling, you know, you get that feeling when somebody, I can feel things crawling, I'm in there. But anyway, thank you so much for that. That is Dr. Orla Cahill, lecturer in microbiology in the School of Food Science and Environmental Health in DIT. Let us know, do you change all of those things or are you a filthy little divil? We want to hear from you. 53106.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.